Councilmember Mike O'Brien chairs Seattle's Planning, Land Use, and Sustainability Committee. He says, like so many people, he's been shocked by recent headlines about fiery explosions of increasingly volatile petroleum products such as Bakken crude. And he recently learned a new statistic about how quickly the number of such shipments has been increasing.
Just in the last 4 years, the volume of oil being transported by rail in this country has gone up 57-fold, which is a massive increase. That, you know, it seems like it'd be prudent of us to really consider the implications of that, both to public safety and to climate, before we move any further along that path.
He's referring to a study released last week by the Seattle think tank Sightline. O'Brien is co-sponsoring this legislation together with Mayor Ed Murray. And meanwhile, the Port of Portland, Oregon, has also just joined the list of governments pushing back against big oil shipping plans. Authorities there are citing safety concerns and saying they're not yet ready to be a petroleum terminal. The oil companies say they are opting in to new safety technologies, but that legislation such as a right-to-know bill before lawmakers in Olympia this session might reveal sensitive and proprietary information. Seattle's City Council is scheduled to vote on its oil train resolution on Monday. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.